Welcome to the Career Christian Podcast. My name is Melody Ayokunu, Mel for short. I'd be your host for the day. Each week, we'd have conversations and issues that concern us believers at the workplace. We'd share insights on how to navigate your career journey as a believer. I want to remind you that you are not alone. So sit back and enjoy the ride. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Career Christian Podcast. My name is Melody, Mel for short. If you're listening to us for the first time, I say welcome. You are at the right place at the right time, listening to the right podcast from the right person. And if you were with us in our last episode, back on premium, what's been going on? Thank you for coming back. I really appreciate you, honestly. Thank you for staying with us. And thank you for the beautiful things that you do, like sharing to other people, you know, comments and all of that. Thank you so much. So today we're gonna be talking about something very, very important topic, very sensitive, controversial, personal, very personal. So I'm definitely going personal with this episode because it's something to be talked about. I mean, it's one of my struggles in the past. I mean, right now, from as I'm speaking, it's over. Okay, so, and also it concerns us believers, because like I always say, don't always assume that a brother or sister has it all together. Of course, everyone in their Sunday best, looking good, all of that. tongue speaking, fervent praying and all of that. Then you feel like things are fine with people. No. Everyone's got their struggles. Every single person has got their struggles. And that's why this platform came on in the first place, you know, to address these issues that are very important to us. Well, so the topic for today is imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. What did I say? Imposter syndrome. It is real. It wrecks. My God, it messes up. It's like a deadly disease that eats deep and fills you up with emptiness. It makes you very poor in output. You know, it clouds your identity. That true you who wants to soar, who's got a lot of offer, who's got a lot to offer, great potentials to reveal. You know, that you that gets lost in your creativity, stretching your brain muscles as far as you could. At that breaking point, you suddenly notice this imaginary eye peering as if to shred your apart with disgust. They are imaginary, but they feel real to you. Sharing a space of rivalry with your creativity, you pull back or you withdraw and start to feel like you amount to nothing, like your dreams are invalid, like your efforts were all a waste. The pressure has reduced you to avoid compliments, and you're always going about seeking validation, hungry and thirsty for someone to tell you how well you're doing. I'm saying this with so much emotions right now. You live in constant fear that one day someone might find out that you're not as good as you really are, or as good as you appear to be, or as good as people say you are at your workplace. It's imposter syndrome. It is imposter syndrome. The writer have called it a syndrome because it's way more than saying how you feel per time. Like, I don't feel up to the task. I don't feel, maybe I feel burnt out. No, this is not a matter of I feel burnt out or I feel overwhelmed. No, this is something that stays with you for a very long time. It's something that affects you. I mean, every sphere of your life. It's something that tells on you big time. So it's a syndrome. It says you're unhealthy. It's giving unhealthy, unhealthy. That signal, unhealthy. Your mental health is failing when you start to feel like a phony, a fake or a fraud. Honestly, like I said, I'm very much personal with this episode because it's a struggle. I understand how you feel. I mean, I understand how you feel. But then I've put together a number of, you know, steps to take to break free completely. I mean, completely. At that point, it becomes a part of you. The moment you're able to like do this often and often and often, trust me, I can't give you a particular time frame, but trust me, this works. It has worked for me, and I believe it will work for you. Like I said, it was a very serious one for me, but right now as I'm speaking, it is gone. Absolutely gone. I mean, I've improved drastically. The first is, I chose God, who I strongly believe is my source. I embraced who I am in Him, loved, chosen, set apart, adopted and united with Christ, acknowledging the incredible greatness of the power of God in me. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Did you hear that? Acknowledging the incredible greatness of the power of God inside of me. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of me. Don't you get it? The second, rest in Him. He says His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Even when I feel like I'm not enough, or I'm not capable of anything, or I'm a phony or a fraud, it's an opening for God to work in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You know, at that point, you just instantly stop thinking your efforts was all a waste or rubbish. Now, I get to realize when I do a good job, I see God's hand in it. In that sense, there's a level of superiority complex that springs up from my inside. And I just fall flat to the ground and start to thank God for helping me to succeed, promising Him I'll let Him again the next time, that I love His work. So that just makes Him my wisdom and my insight. Honestly, it's exciting. It's really exciting whenever I get to do something extra or super or dramatically good, and I'm like, whoa, I really did this. So it just translates to me that God did it. So I start to like celebrate it, because you know, when you, it's God we're talking about now, the sovereign God, I mean the all-powerful, the almighty. So once you start to see yourself in that light, trust me, when you start to see God in everything, trust me, what is that thing? What's that issue? What is that problem? It's God you are dealing with, man. The third is, I stepped out, owning my peace, repping God's work in my life, standing tall and confident when it's that time I showcase my God-given talent, expressing my excitement in my appearance, looking good, you know what I'm saying? And down to slay the devil, actually, because we don't slay in the kingdom. We don't slay here. We only slay trees that the Heavenly Father has not planted. We uproot them. We slay the devil and his devices. Yeah, that was a distraction. The fourth is acknowledging that I am not alone. I'm not the only one who feels that way. I've moved to finding other people that share the same pain and same fear, letting them know I'm now a better version of myself. Saying it, you know, showing it off. And they can too. Showing them how to, you know, let's just all be liberated. Telling them to come out of their shell and look at the mirror so they can finally see that their reflection reeks of gold, diamond, and the shiniest of all precious things. That they are a light and they need to see it. They need to step out and shine. At that point, it just makes me really accountable that if I'm telling them that this is what, you know, this is what has happened to me and this is what I've done, and they can do the same, is it that same me that will go back to feeling that way? No. The fifth is learning and developing myself. Having known what stuff I'm made of. Sharpening till I'm irresistible. Acquiring more skills to put my strength on the spotlight. Learning new stuff as regards that subject, or, you know, that activity you're feeling some type of way about. The sixth, track, measure, and celebrate your success. At every point, no matter how little, don't be scared to say, okay, maybe if I tell people about it, they'll be like, what is this? You just got a car. Well, I have 5 cars already. Or I just did this. Oh, well, I've done this before. No, celebrate it. Say it. Even if they feel that way, they have the right to their opinion or whatever, and it doesn't matter. Just say it. Celebrate your wins. Tell them. Tell your brother or sister in the faith. I'm sure, like I said, brother or sister in the faith, I'm sure they won't start to feel that way. But if you feel that way, you get it. Like you're thinking for them. The same way I used to feel. Thinking for other people. Celebrate. Tell me. I put a post last week saying that what has been going on with you, you know, as regarding the fact that, you know, TC is back, like we're back. And then I get to mention in the last episode, I got to mention some of the things that with the platform or I personally was going through and all of that. So, and I put it out to everyone what has been going on with you at your workplace, you know. You celebrate your wins, share them with me, and I'll definitely celebrate with you. I'll mention them on air. And also I also stated that if you have challenges, struggles, I need, you know, you need to be encouraged, supported, guided, and all of that. Just share them with me. Some people actually put out some people sent some stuff, and I was really marveled. I mean, at some of the stuff, that messages that were sent got me to tears though. So in the next episode I'll be sharing them, and we'll be having a guest on the show to answer some of those questions and also guide, support, encourage you the best way they could or something. So the post is still on and it's pinned on our Instagram page, so you can always drop comments or send a DM. A lot of people actually prefer DM, so you can send a DM. Now back to the matter, the steps to overcoming imposter syndrome. Chief of all solutions to imposter syndrome as believers is the word of God. Yes, as a chief, as a believer, that's like one of the most powerful weapons that we have, and actually the basis of our Christianity is the basis of our belief, the word of God. Even when I'm tempted to feel a certain way, what would Jesus have done in my situation? In Matthew 4 verses 1 to 11, Jesus countered the devil with the word of God. It is written, Satan, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. It is written, thou shalt not live by bread alone. It is written. So in this case, when the devil tries to talk you out of your identity in Christ, give him back. Basbos. If you're not in Nigeria, basbos means back to back. Give him back to back. It is written, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. It is written, Satan, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the ability. Again, it is written, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Say to yourself, it is written, Satan, I will not fear, for God is with me. I will not be dismayed, for he is my God. He will hold me, he will uphold me with his righteous right hand. It is written, Satan, such confidence I have through Christ before God. Not that I am competent in myself to claim anything for myself, but my competence comes from God. Ah, that's 2 Corinthians 3 verses 4 to 6. My competence comes from God. That's not all, Satan. It is written that the spirit God gives me does not make me timid. Ah, ratabo shata. The spirit God gives me does not make me timid, but gives me power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. So Satan, I am a child of God. There's no reason to fear, because the greater one lives in me. Get lost. Get lost, Satan. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. The greater one lives inside of me. I am strong. I am powerful. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the ability. Voila. Take this to the bank. I bet you, you'd come out a hot cake. In that particular activity, that particular work you've put all your night and your days into, your efforts, trust me, when you do this, when you start to feel that particular way, feeling like a fraud or a phony, do this. Trust me. See, I'm saying it because I've done it. I've done it and it has worked. It's reflecting. It is. Anybody that knows me in the past, you know, knows that I'm a very withdrawn person, very timid, and I find it very hard to, like, you know, be proud of whatever I've done. But now, hey, oh my god. Anyways, okay, so I know there's more. So if you've gone through this journey as I did, or as some people currently are, drop comments, send a DM, tell me more that I need to know. I need to know, because I'm not an island. People are also there waiting to learn from you. Share. And like I said in the last episode, this is a community. It's not for one person. No, not one person is taking the lead. God is actually the lead through us, the body of Christ. So the community of believers trying to, like, encourage one another in the faith, encourage one, support one another towards greatness, excellence in the place, in the workplace, and also as a Christian. So share. If you sense some misinterpretations in anything that I've said, or in the past or now, send me a DM. On the Career Christian Podcast on IG, on Instagram at the Career Christian Podcast. I'll definitely address them here. Solutions to whatever topic I've spoken about, or whatever conversations we've had here, or even pertaining imposter syndrome, send a DM. Solutions, challenges. If you have challenges, I think that's even the most important. Just share. If you need someone to talk to, come to the DM. Trust me, I'm all ears. I'm definitely going to address them here. I'm definitely going to encourage you, guide you, support you the best way I can. And also, most of the things that I say here are not from the top of my head. I get to, like, work, consult other people that are not babes in the faith. I mean, mature people in the faith. I get to consult their teachings and consult them personally sometimes. Also, from the word of God, yeah, everything that I'm saying is backed up with a word from the Bible. I do my work, so, you know, I'm definitely going to have diverse ways to encourage you, support you, guide you in the best way that I can. Yeah, so, like I said, I put a post last week and I actually got some responses. I mean, very touching responses. Oh my days, I really can't wait to share them right here. I really can't wait to share them. So if you also have something to tell me, just tell me, just send a DM, let me know, rant if you want to rant. I mean, pertaining to your workplace, rant if you want to rant. Like I said, in the next episode we'd have a guest and he would be addressing all those questions, and we'll be addressing those questions right here, encourage you, support you, and all of that. So the post is actually pinned to my to the page on Instagram at the Career Christian Podcast. What's been going on with you? So do the needful. Just do the needful. Yeah, so we've come to the end of this podcast. I mean, this episode. I believe you've learned something. I believe actually I had a great time doing this. I had a great time speaking to myself and speaking to you. I believe you also had a great time listening to me. As usual, stay with us, follow, subscribe to the Career Christian Podcast on Google Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, wherever you get a podcast. Also share. Yeah, there's some people that have been doing that. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And like I always say, don't always assume that a brother or sister has it all together. You just never can tell. Someone might need this. And like I said, it's a struggle for me that I actually overcame. It's something you can also overcome. It's something you can also overcome. It's not more than what it is or what the devil presents it to be. Like I said, it's a presentation, not necessarily the reality you get. So share on your on your social media platforms. Well, at this juncture, I wish you luck on your journey to liberation. Shine. And I would go back to what I said before. Look at the mirror so you can finally see that your reflection reeks of gold. diamond and the shiniest of all precious things. You are a light. You need to see it. So step out and shine. Hasta luego. See you in the next episode. Shalom.